music on irishradio.org.
At an Irish club in London, in that far off distant land, a breathy lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band.
There's music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Morning and the day became fine. The harbour grace excursion with the boys to have a time. And just before the sailor took the gangway from the pier, I saw some fella haul me wife on board a volunteer.
Oh me, oh my, I heard the old wife cry. Oh me, oh my, I think I'm gonna die. Oh me, oh my, I heard the old wife say, I wish I'd never taken this excursion round the bay.
Had 300 souls aboard, oh what a splendid sight. Dressed all in regimental to make our spirits bright. Meself being in the double when a funny thing they'd say. They choked themselves from laughing when they'd see us on the bay. Me wife, she got no better, she turned a sickly green. I fed her taking candy, fat pork and kerosene. Castor oil and sugar candy, I rub pure oil on her face. I said she'll be a dandy when she reaches Harbour Grace.
Oh me, oh my, I heard the old wife cry. Oh me, oh my, I think I'm gonna die. Oh me, oh my, I heard the old wife say, I wish I'd never taken this excursion round the bay.
The brandies as we were coming back. We buried her in the ocean, wrapped up in a sailor's sack. So now I am a single man in search of a pretty face. The woman that'll have me, I'm off to Harbour Grace.
Oh me, oh my, I heard the old wife cry. Oh me, oh my, I think I'm gonna die. Oh me, oh my, I heard the old wife say, I wish I'd never taken this excursion round the bay. Oh me, oh my, I heard the old wife cry. Oh me, oh my, I think I'm gonna die. Oh me, oh my, I heard the old wife say, I wish I'd never taken this excursion round the bay. Oh me, oh my, I heard the old wife cry. Oh me, oh my, I think I'm gonna die. Oh me, oh my, I heard the old wife say, I wish I'd never taken this excursion round the bay.
In the lowlands of Creggan there lives a white hare, as swift as a swallow that flies through the air. He may tramp the world over, but none to compare to the pride of old Creggan, that bonny white hare. One clear autumn morning, as you would suppose, oh, the red golden sun o'er the green mountain rose, Barney Conway came down and he did declare, well, this day I'll put an end to the bonny white hair. So he searched through the lowlands and down through the glen, all among the wild ditches where the white hair had ends, till at last coming down over the heather so fair, from behind the wild thistle out jumps the white hair. Bang, bang went his guns and his dogs they slipped too, as swift as the wind o'er the green mountain flew. But his dog soon came back and it made Barney sigh, for he knew that the white hare had bid him goodbye.
jolly sportsmen down here from Pomeroy, from Cookstown, Dungannon, and likewise am I. With our pedigree greyhounds we travel from far, and we've come down to Craigan in our fine motor car. Well, into the lowlands these huntsmen did go, in search of the white hair they'd look high and low. But at last Barney Conway from a bog bank so rare shouted out to the huntsman, there lies the white hare. So they call up their greyhounds from off the green lea, and Barney and the huntsman all jumped high with glee. It was there on the bog bank all gathered around, seven dogs and nine men did that poor hare surround. That chase went on, it was a beautiful view, as swift as the wind o'er the green mountain flew. But those pedigree greyhounds, they didn't run far, they came back and went home in their fine motor car. And there came an our man, and you all know him well, his name was McKelly with the bonny black Nell. In search of the white hare today I'll have fun, I'll bet 50-1 my black Nell does her turn. That chase went on, it was great for to see, the white hare and the black dog both roamed wild and free. She travelled to Esker, she knew the lands well, and to bonny black Nell there soon bid their farewell. And now to conclude and to finish this rhyme, I hope you'll forgive me for singing all this while. If there's any amongst you in Carrick more fair, please drink up a health to that bonny white hare. Please drink up a health to that bonny white hare.
Christoph, that's a group called Wolfhound, members from Tyrone, and one member from Armagh. That's their latest release, the Craig and White Hare, plus Me Oh My. Today is Winnie the Pooh Day, who knew? It's also Gourmet Coffee Day. Also, it's Tarasus Day, it's Use Your Gift Card Day. It's also Soap Swap Day, who knew? It's that's what it is. Those are the days for today. Listen, very good morning. Listen, very good to have you along. Hope you're well. Hope you're in fine fettle and good form for today. Irish Radio it is on this Saturday, as it is the Tom Deniff for Tom and Maura. Good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well. Hi, Shani Kill. Good to have you along. Hi, Liz. Liz O'Malley. Good to have you along. Also, James A. Mullen. Hi, James. Good to have you with us. Hopefully that you're well and in fine form and good fettle for today. Warren Buchanan. Warren, how you doing? Listen, good to have you along. Hopefully that all is going well for you in New Zealand today. Ken Roberts. Hi, Ken. Good to have you with us down the Southern Hemisphere. Great to have you along. Hopefully that all is well. Dawn Sherbertson. How you doing, Dawn? Good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well. Hopefully you have Heather along as well. Mary along. Mary, how you doing? Mary Van Genemeth. Hi to you, Mary. Good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well. I assume in Germany. At the moment, good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well and in good form and fine fettle for today. Chilly day it is for today, for this Saturday, well, in this part of the world anyway. Chilly day it is for today. Good song, it's on the way.
Hello, this is Paddy O'Brien, and you're listening to Jerry Byrne on IrishRadio.org.
Good song, Paddy O'Brien, out to California.
He was never there when you And oh, how much he pleaded, saying, darling, won't you stay home just one time? He just smiled and said, I'm sorry, but there's no need to worry. Going to meet some army buddies, drink some beer and fight the war. In the kitchen, making wishes, as she tidied up the dishes, on another lonely weekend, on a wine she drank alone. And the nights, they hold no pity, in the cold of New York City, while she waits there in the darkness, to hear his key turn in the door. Then one night, he came home sober, with a longing just to hold her. When he found a note she'd written, waiting by the telephone, and she said, I'll always love you, and I never will forget you, but I just can't take this lonely feeling anymore. She said, I'm going to California to taste the sunshine and the wine, sit beside the rolling ocean and slowly pass the time, reading books and old love stories, and forget about my worries, and maybe, who knows, maybe we'll meet again sometime. Now the nights are long and lonely, as he sits and watches TV, drinking beer and chasing whiskey, wondering where it all went wrong. And his eyes are tired and burning from the dreams that keep returning, and all his yesterdays, they won't leave him alone. She said, I'm going to California to taste the sunshine and the wine, sit beside the rolling ocean and slowly pass the time, reading books and old love stories, and forget about my worries, and maybe, who knows, maybe we'll meet again sometime, and maybe, who knows, maybe we'll meet again sometime.
A great verse of that song, Paddy O'Brien. Good one. Out to California. Good morning. How you doing? Listen, I hope you're well. Hope we can find Fettle in good form for today. Hi, Gerald Bryan. Good to have you on. James A. Mullen, great to have you with us. Hopefully that all is going well for today. Irish Radio is on this Saturday. And hopefully that Anne Fahey in Manchester. Anne, how you doing? Hopefully that all is going good for you, and hopefully you're in good form and find Fettle for today. Irish Radio on this Saturday. Chilly Saturday, I'll have to say. It is cold and all the rest. Well, I suppose it's the middle of winter, isn't it? In all fairness. Good one. This is Paddy H. New release from him. Honky Tonk Beer Drinking Saturday Night.
There's a jumping little honky tonk down the road from here. They got a hot country band and plenty of good cold beer. You can shoot a little eight ball or hold a pretty girl tight and have a honky-tonk two-step and beer drinking Saturday night. Been working all week, now I'm ready to unwind. And all I really need is waiting across the county. Saturday night.
Off there, the Potty Hitch, good one indeed. Irish Radio, it is a very, very good morning. This is great to have you along. Thank you very much indeed, Warren Buchanan, for the request. And as a tribute to Michael Kevins, Michael, who is a listener, avid listener to the show, and you please play the Galway Shawl on the show this morning. I will join you from 11. Thanks so much, Warren Buchanan from New Zealand. So, RIP. Indeed, to Michael, rest in peace, Michael Kevins. Lovely gentleman whom I knew actually in here in London. And this is the Galway Shawl. Late Noel Cassidy.
Near Arran Moor, in the County Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was young and handsome, and her beauty fair took my breath away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, I know none at all. But she wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and around her shoulders was a Galway shawl. We kept on walking, we kept on talking, till her father's cottage came into view. She said, "Come in, sir, and meet me, father, and play to please him in the foggy dew. I play the blackbird on the stack of barley, Rodney's glory on the foggy dew." She sang each note like an Irish linnet, while the tears stood in her eyes blue. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, I know none at all. But she wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and round her shoulders was a Galway shawl. Was early, early, all in the morning, I hit the road for old Donegal. She said goodbye, sir, she cried and kissed me, but my heart remained with the Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, I know none at all. But she wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, Galway shawl, and round her shoulders was the Galway shawl.
Ah, Christ, so for the Galway shawl, great version of the late Noel Cassidy. Very special for the late Michael Kevins. Warren McCallan, Warren, thank you very much indeed for the email and remembering a lovely gentleman, Michael Kevins, who was an avid listener to the show, a gentleman who I know from London for many, many years. Irish Radio it is. It's good to have you along. Hopefully that you're in good form and fine fettle on this Saturday, chilly Saturday it is here. Big hello to Moya Loftus. Moya, avid listener. How you doing, Moya? Good to have you along. Josie Norman Leon, good to have you along. John Francis Lee, good to have you along. Della Mullen, hi to you. Good to have you with us. Hopefully you're well. Another song from Galway, tracking version, Johnny Loughery, the late Johnny from Galway Bay.
Maybe someday I'll go back again to Ireland, be it only at the closing of my day, to see again the moon rise over Clonard, and to watch the sun set into Galway Bay. Oh, to see again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadow sit beside a turf fire in the cabin and to watch the barefoot gossips as they play. Oh, the winds that blow across the sea from Ireland, they are perfumed by her heather as they blow. And the women in the uplands digging pretty speak a language that the strangers do not know. Strangers came and tried to teach us their way, and they scorned us for being what we are. But they might as well go try and catch a moonbeam or go lighting penny candles from a star. Now if there's going to be a life hereafter, and somehow I feel sure there's gonna be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven that little land across the Irish Sea. I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that little land across the Irish Sea.
Ah, Christoph. Hi, Moy Loftus. Good to have you on, Moy. Great to have you. This cracking song there. That's Johnny Lockery and his take on Galway Bay. Good version of the song. Today, back in 1535, Francisco Pizarro found the city of Lima in Peru. That was when it became, it wasn't really his found, it became known sort of to the Western world back then. Irish Radio. Hope you're in good form and fine fettle for today. Brand new release, hot off the presses, is coming out on this Monday. Clodagh Toher. This is Goodnight Dallas.
Nothing.
background. So I'll tell you a great version of the song. Good night, Dallas. Siobhan Marie, good to have you along. Home with your sick sister, wishing her all the very best. Shani Cole, good to have you along. Della Mullen, great to have you with us. Josie Norman Lee, and hi, Josie, good to have you along. Hopefully that all's well. James McMullen, great to have you with us. Also, Anne Faye back once again. Also, Warren Buchanan, hi, Warren, good to have you along. And all the rest of the crew, great to have you with us. Hi, Elizabeth, morning, good to have you along. Hi, Jerry, yeah, we're back again. Tom Deniff, good to have you along, Tom. Hopefully that you're okay. And in good form, Mark Nethery. Hi, Mark. Good to have you along. Hopefully that all is going well for today. Irish Radio, John Francis E. John, how are you doing? Good to have you along. Hopefully that you're in good form and fine fettle for today. And Warren Buchanan, yes, I do have Effie Neal's new release, Fiddle on the Wall. It's on the way just a little bit later on. Great to have you along. Hopefully that all is going well for today. Irish Radio on this Saturday. Hopefully that you're in good form and fine fettle for chilly. So I'll have to say it is cold today. Wowee. One of those sort of chilly type of days it is for today. Hopefully that you're in good form and in, as I say, in fine fettle for today. If you answer a request, dedication, wherever else it is, just shoot me an email to Jerry, G-R-O-Y, Jerry at IrishRadio.org.
Mervyn and Shane Owens playing Saturday the 18th, The Phoenix, Luton. And Sunday the 19th, the Addiscombe Club in Croydon.
Best Irish music on IrishRadio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020-7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6am to 6pm. Rye Lane, Peckham, open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Mervyn and Shane Owens are pairing this weekend. On Saturday the 18th, they're in the Phoenix in Luton. And on Sunday the 19th, they're in the Addiscombe Club in Croydon.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089 484 0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust. www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. From the UK, it's 00353894840140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
Hi, Gerard O'Brien here from All Things Country. Please join me for any of my 4 shows every week. Sunday afternoon between 3 and 5. Tuesday night between 9 and 11 p.m. Wednesday night from 10 until midnight. Or Thursday evening from 7 until 10. All live shows, all playing great country music. So join me, Ger O'Brien, for All Things Country, right here from irishradio.org.
A regular lady dazzler is me, old Scalara hat.
Said to me tonight by the river.
Hi, it's DJ Terry here. I hope you can join me here on irishradio.org every Monday night from 7 till 10, playing the best of Irish, the best of Irish country, some new releases, and taking your requests live here on irishradio.org.
Of better times ahead. You're the only light I ever loved. I placed you high with the stars above. The one regret that I dream of. You're the only light I ever loved.
Then every promise made has turned to clay.
Stuff there. Derek Ryan, together with Olivia Douglas. Hey, you're the only lie I ever loved. Good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well and in good form for this Saturday. Today, back in 1778, one Captain James Cook stumbles over the Sandwich Islands. They were called at that time, they're known as the Hawaiian Islands today. This song.
Shoes, take a turn around the floor and dance away your blues. These are the happy times my memory still recalls, when Grandma sang and Grandpa took the fiddle from the wall. The wall. a little while.
Cracking on Saturday, Monday. Effie Neal, that is a good version of the song called Fiddle on the Wall. Irish Radio it is. Hopefully this year we're in good form and in fine fettle. And today in 1896, there was the very first demonstration of an X-ray machine in the US, New York City. First demonstration of the X-ray machine in 1896. It's been around for a while. Hello to Jennifer Walton. Jennifer, good to have you along. Navid Avid Lister, great to have you with us. Hopefully that you're in good form and fine fettle. And also, thank you indeed to Christine Page. Christine, thank you indeed for your email, or rather overcast here in Harlington. The cat's in the kitchen and the kettle on the boil. How could you give it? Sister dear loved Daniel's Mountain, Daniel O'Donnell, Mountains of Bourne. Can you please play it this morning for songbird Alison Feltham and cousins June and Pat in Bedfont. Sister's daughter Leslie visiting today, so she will hear it too. Keep well, and thanks for playing the request. Real pleasure from Christine and Ginger, Tom, William and Pipsqueak, Charlie and Lucky's Gone Home and all the rest of the clan. Good to have you along. And also Claire, who's busy painting her living room in Marple. Best wishes to you, and good to have you along. Hopefully that you're in good form and fine fettle. And hi to you all, as requested. Jennifer Walton, Jennifer, good to be along. I want to crack this on those mountains of Warren, Daniel O'Donnell.
Oh, Mary, this London's a wonderful sight. What the people here working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat. But there's gangs of them digging for gold in the streets. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I've found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. I believe that when writing a wish you expressed as to how fine ladies in London were dressed. Well, if you believe me when asked to a ball, fit they don't wear no tops to their dresses at all. Oh, I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth say if they starting them fashions. Now Mary McCree, where the mountains of Mourn sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course. Well, he's over here at the head of the force. Sure, I met him today. I was crossing the Strand and he stopped the whole street with one wave of his hand. And there we stood talking of days that are gone, while the whole population of London looked on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark morns sweep down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, but never mind. With beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexions, all roses and cream. But O'Loughlin remarked, with regard to the same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, the colors might all come away on your lips. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me, where the mountains of Mourn sweep down to the sea.
Ah, Christ, so hi, Jennifer Walter, good to have you on, Jennifer. And Christ to Christine Page, we say hello to Christine and all the rest of the clan along, Songbird Alice and all the rest of the clan who are along today, cracking song. That is a good one indeed. Daniel O'Donnell and where those mountains are born sweep down to the sea. Hopefully you're in fine fettle today. Jerry in at 1 o'clock today for Terry. Today back in 1901, Pope Leo the 13th publishes an ecclesiastical Graves de Communicare, one of those official church things for today. And today in 1919, Bentley Motors Limited is founded by Walter Owen Bentley in London, in England. The name Bentley is still there. New release, David Maguire. This is Inside Out.
It's not a game I choose to play. I'm here by night and day. Silver now, that's all I've got. No house, no car. This is my lot. A cardboard box for a home. Under the stars I am so alone. I want to fight but I have given up. I had hope but I'm out of luck. I don't sing and I don't talk. I hold my said too many times, they won't listen to me whine. Protect themselves and what they got, they won't lose out on their lot.
just a number, feel I've got no rights. The country's broken as I lose my fight. Life has turned me upside down. I'm living from the inside out. I don't sing and I don't talk. I hold my head up when I walk. I don't care and I don't shout. I'm living.
So let's all my dear McGuire and Inside Out. Today, back in 1922, the Irish author Liam O'Flaherty and others occupied the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin. And today, back in 1923, the very first radio telegraph message from the Netherlands to Dutch East Indies happened. Just some of the things that happened from today. Mary Van Genebeth, Mary, good to have you along. Just, I hope you're well and in good form. Josie Norman Leon, hi Josie, good to have you along. Peggy Barry, hi to you Peggy. Hopefully that all is good. And we've Ken Roberts along there as well. Shani Kill, James A. Mullen. Also Tom Deniff, glad the signal is getting through okay now. Peggy Barry, hi to you Peggy. Hopefully that you're well and in good form and fine fettle for today. Catherine Healy, hi to you. Catherine, listen, it's good to have you along. Hopefully that all is going well with you. Danny Tumulty. Hi to you, Danny. Good to have you along in the County of Down. Great to have you along. Siobhan Marie, Tomlin Paddy's on the way for you. Also, James A. Mullen. Hi to you, James, and all the rest of the clan. Good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well. If that's a request, I'd catch wherever else it is. Shoot me an email to jerrygrry@irishradio.org now. You know what? It's just the way I am.
I'm a dreamer, but I'm a great believer. What's meant for you in life will never pass you by. I'll get to where I'm going, but first there's not knowing what's written in the stars, as I'm last to leave the bar. Spend the weekends over drinking, Mondays overthinking. Will I find a better plan? But I try my best and I'll die trying. It's just the way I am. I earn an honest living, but the cards I've been given, if only I could see what lies ahead for me. If I wake up in the morning, I hear the road is calling, I'll give it all I've got. Never mind the pints and shots. Spend the weekends over drinking, Mondays overthinking. Will I find a better plan? Will I try my best and I'll die trying? It's just the way I am. Oh, it's just the way I am. Oh, just the way I am. Oh, just the way I am. Oh, hey! Spend the weekends over drinking, Mondays overthinking. Will I find a better plan? But I try my best and I'll die trying. It's just the way I am.
Best of As Requested. But hey, it's just the way I am. Great one. Cracking sound that. That is from the Tumbling Paddies, Irish Radio, taking a stone to use. Good version of the song. Foster and Allen on the cliffs of Dunedin.
You may travel far, far from your own native home, far away o'er the mountains, far away o'er the foam. But of all the fine places that I've ever seen, there's none to compare with the cliffs of Dunedin. Take a view o'er the mountains, fine sights you'll see there. You'll see the high rocky mountains on the west coast of Clare, the towns of Kilkee and Kilrush can be seen. From the high rocky slopes around the cliffs of Dunedin, it's a nice place to be on a fine summer's day, watching all the wild flowers that ne'er do decay. The hare and lofty pheasant are plain to be seen, making homes for their young round the cliffs of Dunedin. Fare thee well to Dunedin, fare thee well for a while, and to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where late I have been, and the high rocky slopes of the cliffs of
Ah, Christ of the Cliffs of Dunedin, Foster and Allen.
Best Irish music on IrishRadio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Weekend news roundup across Ireland. A man and a woman accused of the murder of a 66-year-old man in Donegal in 2023 hit him on the head with a rock and threw him off the Slievelig cliffs, the Central Criminal Court has heard. Alan Vale, aged 39, of Drumahoe Head, Killybegs in Donegal, and 24-year-old Nikita Burns from Moncorrig, Donegal, have both pleaded not guilty to the murder of Robert Robin Wilkin on the 25th of June 2023 in Donegal. The prosecution cases that both had engaged in a joint enterprise and that each subsequently claimed the other did it. A woman raped by her former partner said that she did not get any counselling as she was afraid notes from the sessions would be used against her in court. Paul Arthur, aged 59, from Cornwall, Letterkenny in County Donegal, was jailed for 10 years after a jury found him guilty of three counts of raping Susie Lynch in 2017 and 2018. The Irish Defence Forces have launched an investigation after a trainee soldier was injured and hospitalised when a pyrotechnic device detonated in a classroom in Cathalroo Barracks in County Dublin. The soldier was taken to hospital following the incident, but was discharged later that evening. Five men have been before the Special District Court sitting in Killarney, charged in connection with the joint Garda and Revenue Customs operation off the Kerry coast earlier this week. All five faced a single charge of conspiring to import drugs with a value of more than €13,000 into the state between last Saturday and Monday. Holocaust survivor and campaigner Tommy Richintill has confirmed that he will attend this year's National Holocaust Memorial Day. After criticism from the Irish Jewish groups, the President Michael D. Higgins will deliver the keynote speech. A Dublin woman has described how her anger at lies told by a man who abused her as a young teenager drove her on to pursue a prosecution against him. Linda Travers, who is now aged 45, said that she wanted 68-year-old Frank Roach to answer for what he had done to her when she was between the ages of 12 and 14 years old. Roach from Warrenstown Green, Blanchardstown Heath in Dublin, was sentenced last November in the Central Criminal Court to 6 years and 9 months in jail, with the final 9 months suspended after pleading guilty to sexually abusing Miss Travers while she was babysitting his young son. Members of a prayer group who are staging a sit-in at the Franciscans-owned friary in Clonmel, County Tipperary, since the beginning of the year, say that they are resolute and determined to continue their action despite legal proceedings being issued against them for trespass. In September 2022, the Franciscan order announced that they were withdrawing from the friary in County Tipperary town after much consideration and evaluation. A 31-year-old man has been further remanded in custody, charged with the murder of his mother and attempted murder of his father in County Cavan last weekend. Gardaí were alerted to what they described as a serious incident in the rural townland of Kilnivert, around 7 kilometres west of Ballyconnell in County Cavan, when Gardaí arrived at the family home. Annie Hinman was pronounced dead at the scene. The 55-year-old husband's Henk was found with serious injuries and taken to Cavan General Hospital. Three people have appeared in court charged in connection with a serious assault in Monaghan town earlier this week, in which a man was critically injured. Jason Mongan, aged 25, and his 23-year-old brother Stephen Mongan, both from Mullamat, Monaghan town, were charged with assault causing harm on Park Road in Monaghan town on Tuesday. Molly Roberts, aged 21, of Lakeview, Enoch, County Monaghan, is also charged with the same offence. MMA fighter Conor McGregor has been ordered by the High Court not to disseminate CCTV footage showing jury a civil action taken against him by Nikita Hand and to give back or destroy any copies he has. A jury in the trial of two men charged with the murder of a 29-year-old man in County Kildare in August of 2022 has heard that both accused claimed that they were acting in self-defence. In an opening statement in the Central Criminal Court, prosecuting counsel Saoirse O'Dolig said that Dylan McCarthy died from a severe brain injury after he was punched and kicked during an incident of violent disorder outside a pub in Monastereven. A lawyer for the family of murdered GAA official Sean Brown told a court in Belfast that a public inquiry could shine a spotlight on the truth about what happened. Barrister Des Fahey said that the fact that the truth remains hidden almost 28 years after the killing should be a source of profound shame and embarrassment for the British state. An ATM machine has been stolen from a service station in County Antrim. Police have issued an appeal for information about the incident, which happened at a service station in Newton Abbey in the early hours of Friday morning. A man accused of ramming the gates of Áras an Uachtaráin, the Customs House and government buildings in Dublin, has been sent forward for trial. David O'Callaghan, aged 40, of the Fairways, Bray, County Wicklow, allegedly crashed a van into the entries of the three state buildings within 15 minutes after suffering delusional fantasies in the early hours of the 2nd of August of last year. Sailings into and out of Holyhead Port have resumed after temporary closure due to damage caused by Storm Dara in early December. The Irish singer Linda Nolan has died at the age of 65, surrounded by her devoted family following a long battle with cancer. And finally, wind and solar farms have saved Irish consumers a total of €840 million since the year 2000, according to new research by Wind Energy Ireland. And that's it, just some of the news stories across Ireland for this weekend.
And having a party, two doors down, the night away, the time around. 'Cause here I am, right in my heart, I'm feeling sorry. Having a party just two doors down. I think I'll dry these useless tears and get myself together. I think I want to down hall and have a look around. 'Cause I can stay inside a small room and cry forever. I think it'd really ride a joint on two
'cause here I am, ram my heart out feeling sorry. A hell of a party just two doors down. Well, I can't believe that I'm standing here dry out all smiles and talking, making conversation with the new love that I found. I'll ask her if she'd like to be alone. We start walking down the heart of my place, waiting two doors down. Yeah, two doors down, laughing and drinking and having a party. Two doors down, the night away, the time around. 'Cause here I am, feeling everything but sorry. Having a party just two doors, hands in the air, come on. Feeling sorry, having a party just two doors down. Having a party just two doors down.
Ah, quite a stop.
Good evening, Dublin.
Hey, where we go? Nathan Carter live there at Two Doors Down as requested. Irish Radio afternoon. Hope you're well.
Live from London on Global Irish Radio, you're listening to the voice of London Irish, Gerry Byrne, streaming live on irishradio.org and now also on globalirishradio.com.
I met an old friend this morning, and I stopped him and called him my name. I said the years haven't changed you, but he said, good Lord, how you've changed. So he stood there and talked on the corner and remembered the good times we had. Then he asked if we're happy together, and I only smiled and I said, yes, she keeps me off the streets, and she keeps me out of trouble. Sometimes at night, Lord, when I hear the wind, I wish I was crazy again. Yes, I wish I was crazy again. Stopped in at a tavern, we had us a round or two. We called ourselves old desperados, as old friends are likely to do. Then we sat there a while and remembered, and he said, let's have just one more. I said, I'd sure like to join you, I'd best be going on home. Yes, she keeps me off the streets, and she keeps me out of trouble. Sometimes at night, Lord, when I hear the wind, I wish I was crazy again. Yes, I wish I was crazy again. Me off the streets, and she keeps me out of trouble. Sometimes at night, Lord, when I hear the wind, I wish I was crazy again.
Yes, I wish I was crazy again.
I wish I was crazy again. That's Alice Suspense together with Jordan Mogi. Good song. Irish Radio. Very good afternoon to you. Listen, I hope you're in good form. Jerry in at 1 o'clock today. Today, back in 1934, Eugene O'Neill's play Days Without End premiered in New York City. Eugene O'Neill, I think, was second generation Irish, if I'm not mistaken.
Hi, this is Tomás Chapman, and here's my new single, Only You.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. You say it's getting harder to stay when I see you. All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day, and all I ever knew, only you.
Jacqueline, Only You. Today, back in 1943, Soviets announced that they had broken the long siege of Leningrad by Nazi Germany by opening a narrow land corridor through the siege, which would be fully lifted, wasn't fully lifted until a year later. That was back during World War II. Irish Radio it is. Hopefully that you're well. Hopefully that all is going good for today. Cracky one, Mike Denver. Ah, by Oklahoma Home, the Pull Away.
I was young and full of zip. I wanted some place to call my home. And so I made the race, and I staked me out a place, and I settled down along the Cimarron. It blowed away,
it blowed away,
it blowed away. My Oklahoma home, it blowed away. Well, I planted wheat and oats, got some chickens and some shoats. Aim to have some ham and eggs to feed my face. Got a mule to pull the plow, got an old red muley cow, and I got a fancy mortgage on the plains. It blowed away,
it blowed away,
it blowed away,
it blowed away.
figured I was all set for life. I put on my Sunday best with my fancy scallop vest, and I went to town and picked me out a wife. She blowed away,
she blowed away,
she blowed away,
she blowed away.
My Oklahoma woman blowed away. Mister, as I bent to kiss her, she was picked up by a twister. My Oklahoma woman blowed away. I'm always close to home, and no matter where I roam, her Oklahoma dust is everywhere. Chickens walking, I can hear my wife talking in the air. It blowed away,
it blowed away,
it blowed away,
it blowed away.
My Oklahoma home, it blowed away. My home is always near, it's up in the atmosphere. My Oklahoma home, it blowed away.
just for you. Two in a row, Mike Denver there. My April Holmes, Blown Away. You're the best friend that I ever had. Ken Roberts, Rose Valadale on the way. John Leahy, John, good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well in good form, fine fettle. And did you remember a good friend, Michael Kevins, who alas has passed away, gentleman, and was an avid listener to the radio show, gentleman who I met many times in London indeed. Lovely gentleman who sadly recently passed away, passing on our deepest and sincere sympathies to all of his family and friends. Today, back in 1944, the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City hosts a jazz concert for the first time. Performers include Louis Armstrong, Billie Holiday, Lyle Hampton, Mildred Bailey, and numerous others there. Just some of the things that happened from today back in the day. Today back in 1948, the TV talent show The Original Amateur Hour was hosted by Ted Mack, premiered in the Dumont Television Network. This was in the USA. Just some of the things that happened from today back in the day. Irish Radio, it is. Very, very good afternoon. I'll crack this on. This one written by PJ Morrihy. It's late Big Tom. Hey, I'm grateful.
I met a man a while ago I hadn't seen in a long, long time. Ever since her childhood days, he was a pal of mine. He mentioned life had not been good to him along the way. But he'd tell me all about it when we'd meet another day. Said, I hear your songs on the radio, play you all the time. And if there's folk around, I say, there goes a pal of mine. It seems that things have worked out well, you have made it through. But away from the glare of the bright spotlight, tell me, how are you? I said, I'm grateful that I've been doing what I love and singing for so long. I'm grateful to folks like you who listen to my song. I never had to emigrate or stand on a stranger's floor. I'm grateful in my heart forevermore. Dealt a hand of cards that shape our destiny. And I've turned up an ace or two, for life's been good to me. But you never know what's around the bend, take one day at a time. It can't always be someone else, the sun won't always shine. I said I'm grateful that I've been doing what I love and singing for so long. I'm grateful to folks like you who listen to my song. I never had to emigrate or stand on a stranger's floor. I'm grateful in my heart forevermore. Yes, I'm grateful in my heart forevermore.
A classic song, P.J. Morrihy composition, great one. Big Tom, great version. And a song called I'm Grateful. And so we should be. Listen, it's good to have you along. Hopefully you're in good form and fine fettle today.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020 8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020 7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020 7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6am to 6pm. Rye Lane, Peckham open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Mervyn and Chainones appearing this weekend. On Saturday the 18th, they're in the Phoenix in Luton. And on Sunday the 19th, they're in the Addiscombe Club in Croydon.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089 484 0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
I was just wishing I could go fishing forever.
Hi, Ger O'Brien here from All Things Country. Please join me for any of my four shows every week. Sunday afternoon between 3 and 5. Tuesday night between 9 and 11 p.m. Wednesday night from 10 until midnight. Or Thursday evening from 7 until 10. All live shows, all playing great country music. So join me, Ger O'Brien, for All Things Country, right here from irishradio.org.
A regular lady dazzler is me, Oscalara.
He said to me, meet tonight by the river.
Hi, it's JJ Terry here. I hope you can join me here on irishradio.org every Monday night from 7 till 10, playing the best of Irish, the best of Irish country, some new releases, and taking your requests live here on irishradio.org.
When Lily White met Jimmy Brown, they were the talk of every town. The people spoke for miles around about their love affair. For Lily was a simple girl, and Jimmy thought the world of her. And when they stepped out on the floor, the folks would stop and stare. They'd meet down by the river, and they'd dance the night together. Then he'd take her for a walk and leave her home when the sun went down. No matter what the people said, they promised each they both would wed. And wedding bells were ringing loud when Lily White met Jimmy Brown. For Lily White came from Kildare, and Jimmy came from County Clare. They meet in secret just for fear they break their mother's hearts. But they hatched a plan one sunny day that they would finally have their way. They'd marry in the month of May and never more would part. Ah, they'd meet down by the river and they'd dance the night together. Then he'd take her for a walk and leave her home when the sun went down. Ah, no matter what the people said, they promised each they both would wed. And wedding bells were ringing loud when Lily White met Jimmy Brown. Oh! He'd throw her up and catch her fall, spin her round and round the hall. And every night they'd
she'd have a ball and always paint the town. She thought she'd lead a single life, but Jimmy knew he'd find a wife. And that all changed the day that Lily White met Jimmy Brown. And they'd meet down by the river, and they'd dance the night together. Then he'd take her for a walk and leave her home when the sun went down. No matter what the people said, they promised each they both would wed. And wedding bells were ringing loud when Lily White met Jimmy Brown. And they'd meet down by the river, and they'd dance the night together. Then he'd take her for a walk and leave her home when the sun went down. And no matter what the people said, they promised each they both would wed. And wedding bells were ringing loud when Lily White met Jimmy Brown.
The night was clear. No breeze came over the sea. When Mary left her highland home and wandered forth with me, the flowers bedecked the mountainside, and fragrance filled the vale. By far the sweetest flower there was the rose of Allendale. Sweet rose of Allendale, sweet rose of Allendale. The rose of Allendale, where'er I wandered, east or west, though fate began to lure, a song still was she to me in sorrow's lone hour. When tempest lashed our lonely bark and rent her quivering sail, one maiden's form withstood the storm. 'Twas the rose of Allendale. The rose of Allendale. And when my fevered lips were parched,
on Afric's burning sands. She whispered hopes of happiness and tales of distant lands. My life has been a wilderness, unblessed by fortune's wheel. Had fate not linked my love to hers, the rose of
verse, the Rose of Allendale. As Questo, hi Ken Roberts, good to have you along. Terry Mitchell in Hornchurch in Essex. Terry, good to have you along. Listen, I hope you're well, hope you're in good form. Did you know honey does not spoil? It will not go off. Doesn't matter how many years you keep honey for, it shall remain there. Today, back in 1974, The $6 Million Man, starring Lee Majors, premiered on ABC TV in the USA. It was a huge, huge success over this side of the Atlantic as well, The $6 Million Man. As requested, Betty Reynolds, hi to you, Betty. Not sure who requested this one. Great one. This is Pat McCrone. Hey, I can't hold those years back.
I'm reading a letter, it makes me feel better. It sure does me good to see an old lady smile and watch as she wanders back through the memories, down through the years and the thousands of miles. To reach out her arms, hold me or scold me, or a laugh and a warning instead. Then supper and prayers and a room by the stairs, where three of us lay down our heads. But I can't hold the years back, I can't hold the tears back, the joy or the sadness of so long ago. I can't make that same sun shine through the window or turn this old house back into a home. Together means staying together, but the winds of time, they do blow. The books in that old room are wrapped in their own gloom with lessons that even I didn't know. The medals of glory, each success story is polished and framed by old hands that care. The card of remembrance is one extra long glance for the one who didn't get anywhere. But I can't hold the years back, I can't hold the tears back, the joy or the sadness of so long ago.
that same sun shine through the window or turn this old house back into a home. I can't make that same sun shine through the window or turn this old house back into a home.
Christ, so there, Pat Mulgrone, hey, I count all the years back. It's good to have you along, Irish Radio, on this Saturday into the afternoon. Today, back in 1980, Pink Floyd's double album, The Wall, hit number one with legends in rock such as Roger Waters, David Gilmour featuring on that particular album.
Will I be a country star?
Hi folks, Paddy Tracy here. You're tuned in with Jerry Byrne on irishradio.org.
Great, so Paddy Tracy hits Charlie's Bar. What a place. Phyllis McSweeney, how, Phyllis?
If you're ever in Fermanagh, in our little island town, you see a pub called Charlie's with umbrellas upside down. You'll be greeted with a smile and fists if you were a star. Ah, there is no place on earth like Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar.
Oh,
from far, and the beer flows like wine, and you have a real good time. Yeah, the crack is always good at Charlie's Bar. When the weekend comes around, you're sure to hear the sound of the music played by young and old all night in Charlie's Bar. Ah, the Sunday session's sweet, you'll hear the tapping of the feet as they dance all around the floor at Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar.
Oh, Charlie's Bar.
Ah, the people come from near and from far, and the beer it flows like wine, and you have a real good time. Yeah, the crack is always good at Charlie's Bar. Christmas time, but the lonely won't be lonely around Charlie's anymore. No, you'll never be alone. It's a home away from home. Tip your hat and raise a glass to Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar. Ah, the people come from near and from far, and the beer it flows like wine, and you have a real good time. Ah, the crack is always good in Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar.
Charlie's Bar.
Oh, Charlie's Bar.
Oh, Charlie's Bar.
Ah, the people come from near and from far, and the beer flows like wine, and you have a real good time. Yeah, the crack is always good in Charlie's Bar. Ah, yes, the beer flows like wine, and you have a real good time. Ah, the crack is always good in Charlie's Bar. Hey!
Off there, Charlie's Bar, Paddy Tracy, good one. Irish Radio it is. Simon Foster, hi to you, Simon. Good to have you along. Hope you're well. Requesting this one, Tony Allen. See him, his single debut of memories.
I'll go out to Alberta. Weather's good there in the fall. Got some friends that I can go to working for.
Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I ask you one more time. But we've been through this 100 times or more.
Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. If our good times are all gone, then I'm bound for moving on. I look for you if I'm ever back this way.
If I get there before the snow flies, and if things are going good, you could meet me if I send you down the fair.
But by then it would be winter, not too much for me to do, and those winds can blow cold way out there.
Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. If our good times are all gone, then I'm bound for moving on. I look for you. Seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. If our good times are all gone, then I'm bound for moving on. I look for you if I'm ever back this way.
I look for you if I'm ever back this way.
Ah, Christoph there. Hi, Simon Foster. Good to have you along, Simon. Christoph there. Tony Allen and Four Strong Winds. Irish Radio, it is afternoon to you. Ger on the way. At a one, you're saying actually that Charlie's Bar is just outside Enniskillen, so it is outside Enniskillen in County Fermanagh. Today, back in 1986, a charity single for an AIDS charity, That's What Friends Are For, with Dionne Warwick, Elton John, Gladys Knight and Stevie Wonder, it hit number one in the charts. And today, back in 1989, the fourth Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, in Juice's Dion, Otis Redding, The Rolling Stones, Temptations, Stevie Wonder, The Ink Spots, Bessie Smith, The Soul Stirrers and Phil Spector into the fold, so to speak. Crying stuff. This is bringing my memories. Where did you meet her? Brendan Chinas, we remember Michael Kevins.
My name is Matt from Dublin, and I'm living in London town. I searched all around for a girl of my own, but there wasn't there one to be found.
So I went to a dance on a Saturday night. I had a little drink and I felt just right. Just me first time there in me whole damn life. There I met my pretty young wife. And where did you meet her? I met her in the Galty Moor. In the Galty Moor in Cricklewood. I asked her for a dance and she said she would. The band played an oldie called In the Mood. I met her in the Galty Moor. Then I walked her up to her own front door and I kissed her for the very first time. I liked it very much, so I asked her for a date next Saturday at 8:45. Well, I met her on that Saturday night. I asked her to marry me, she said she might. We had a smashing time and we danced till late. It was my first and my very last day. And where did you meet her? I met her in the Galty Moor. In the Galty Moor in Cricklewood. I asked her for a dance and she said she would. The band played an oldie called In the Mood. I met her in the Galty Moor. Matt from Dublin and I'm married in London town. Been married to an Alper 30 years before and he's going great guns of its sound. We've a son of 32 and his name is Matt. He couldn't get a girl, he's shy like that. He went to a dance on a Saturday night. There he met his pretty Miss Wright. And I said to him, where did you meet her? I met her in the Galty Moor. In the Galty Moor in Cricklewood. I asked her for a dance and she said she would. The band played an oldie called In the Mood. I met her at the Galty Moor. In the Galty Moor in Cricklewood. I asked her for a dance and she said she would. The band played an oldie called In the Mood. Yes, I met her at the Galty Moor.
I met her in the Galty Moor. It's hard to believe it's
where
almost...
Where did you meet her?
It's almost 18 years since Galty Moor actually closed down. Hello, Phyllis McSweeney. Good to have you on, Phyllis. Betty Reynolds, hope you're well. That song is on the way. Just give us a moment. Today, back in 1993, Martin Luther King Jr. holiday was observed in all 50 states of the USA for the first time. This became a huge national day since then. And today, back in 1995, Pope John Paul II visited Australia. Some of the things that happened from today back in the day. Did you know that Cuvier's beaked whale can hold their breath underwater for over 2 hours? Wowee! A cracking song, this. Laura and June Charlie. For reasons.
I've forgotten now. We brought love to an end. Ain't it funny how the little things seemed so big back then? Damn the pride that makes me want to break instead of bend. For I've forgotten now, I lost my one true friend. It's lonely tonight, looking back on yesterday, seeing the fool I was, feeling the price I've paid. Brought love to an end. Ain't it funny how the little things seem so big back then? Damn the pride that makes me want to break in.
instead of bent for reasons I forgot.
Move in the Chain Ovens appearing this weekend, Friday the 17th of January, in Hennessy's Bar in Riceland. On Saturday the 18th, they're in the Phoenix in Luton. And on Sunday the 19th, they're in the Addiscombe Club in Croydon.
That's almost it for me for today. Apologies, I didn't manage to get in Amber Campbell. Della Mullen, hi to you, Della. On the way, coming up, it's Jerry in for Terry today. Listen, take care. I'm back tomorrow. Don't forget, tomorrow, a brand new chart is starting at 1 o'clock. We're not doing the charts tomorrow, but a brand new chart starting just at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Listen, you take care. Slán agus bonnach.
For reasons I've forgotten now, we brought love to an end. Ain't it funny how the little things seem so big back then? Damn the pride that makes me want to break instead of bend. I've forgotten now,
Father,
I lost my one true friend.